The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. As the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all of his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of the strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. And a thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. Good evening. Praying and reflecting about the Gospel story for today, ask me a little question that after we celebrated Easter Sunday, and we're still celebrating the Easter season right now, and why the church gives us a gospel passage that talks about the Good Shepherd. Well, one, today we were asked by the church to pray for vocations for those who are discerning to become a priest or religious, or any discernment in life. But let's talk about first the Good Shepherd, the image being used in our gospel story today. And if you look at it, it's a very consoling image of Jesus with a lamb around his shoulder. It's a consoling image that we can relate. And I made some research about this kind of lifestyle, shepherding. And I found out that the good shepherd, or the shepherding, is only given to the youngest son of the family. Why so? Because, not because they had no choice, but the son, the youngest son, has the time to be prepared to be the shepherd, because the lifestyle of being a shepherd is difficult and tough. And there will be no children involved. You have to be alone up in the mountain or out in the field for several months. And you have to stay there with your flock. This is the reason why it's given only to the young kid. Sorry, brother. There is a preparation involved. But let's talk about the eldest son. I'm talking about you or someone else. But the eldest son. Why not the shepherd or shepherding? And I found out in the biblical time that the eldest son of the family, his occupation will be the occupation of his father. It makes sense. Joseph, the carpenter. And we can say, Jesus, the carpenter. So, eldest and the youngest. So, let's talk about, where's mom? Where is the mother in this idea of shepherding? The mom usually prepares the food. She prepares the meal for the eldest and also the youngest with cheese, bread, and sometimes wine. I want to be a shepherd. Wine up in the mountains. It helps me to think about, this is the reason why the image that's been used today in our gospel is the gate and the shepherd, which in both ways, Christ is the gatekeeper, and also Christ is the good shepherd. Both ways, we can identify who Jesus is, and whatever we need in life, it makes sense to me. I need to be guided by this gatekeeper, but I need also to be consoled by this shepherd in my life. It makes sense. And help me to think about also my childhood, born and raised in the Philippines, and help me to think my grandfather. He was a farmer. Farming is part of shepherding. Now, during summertime back in the Philippines, with my cousins and my three brothers, we asked our grandfather to take us to the farm or the field to plant rice. But that's an excuse so that we will not be home and do chores. And I love it. But my grandfather said, yeah, come on in, let's go. I never learned how to plant rice at all. And the closest farming I've done right now is going to the grocery store and picking up frozen food. I know you are too. But at the same time, help me to think about honoring the memory of our parents. They taught us something, what we do right now. And this is what we do as a community, to pray together. And I learned also shepherding, it's about relationship. The shepherd has a relationship with his flock. That's why he said, they can recognize his voice because they spend so much time with the shepherd. Think about this. Your pets at home, your dogs, you call their name, they come to you. The cats, when you call them, they run away from you. It makes sense. These are life given to us by God. Now, it helped me to reflect also that what can we do as shepherds to one another? In times of joy, struggles, and confusion in life, what can we do? Do not run away from the voice of God, but go closer to Him and listen to Him. That's why I like the image being used today also. Listen to me. Hear my voice. Listening is different from hearing. When you hear a sound, like the water right now, you're hearing the sound. But if you listen carefully, what does it tell you? It's life. Water is life-giving. Now, I told you this before, because with listening, there is learning involved. We learn from each other. We learn from our mistakes. We learn from our joyful occasion in life. And that is shepherding. My last point with a good shepherd is, it was given to Peter by Christ. And let's go back to the resurrection of Christ before he was ascended into heaven. Jesus asked Peter three times before he ascended into heaven. And Jesus asked, Simon, do you love me? Simon, do you love me? Simon, do you love me? And Peter's response is, yes, Lord. And Jesus said, feed my flock. Tend my sheep. Feed my flock. So it's a reminder for Peter that he has a responsibility to do to all of us. Today, what is important for us, it's a reminder for us that we have to be shepherd to one another. We have to show care. We have to show kindness. We have to show compassion and forgiveness, because that is what shepherding is all about. Jesus asked Peter, and I think Christ or Jesus is asking us that every single day, to tend each other's flock, to tend each other's need. So we are given a responsibility. I think we can do it. And my last part I want to talk about, since it's the Vocation Sunday. I was in the seminary last week visiting a friend of mine, and I went to the seminary also to rest, at the same time to pray with them. There are about 125 students in there. And some seminarians will be ordained this next month, on June 3rd. And there will be 12 of them. And one of them asked me, "Father, how did you become a priest? Did you hear God's voice from above and said, 'Marlon, I want you to become a priest'?" I said, "Thank God, no. I'll be terrified and run away if I hear God's voice like that. I heard God's voice through my relationship with one another." And I remember back home telling my parents about I want to become a priest and entering the seminary. The very first reaction of my father is, "There's no money in the priesthood." Which is true, but I have a couple of dollars in my pocket, thanks be to God. And my brothers, I have three brothers, even now, they always ask me, "Are you happy?" I said, "What do you think? I'm still a priest, and I'm very, very happy." It's two different things. Being happy is different from being joyful. I am more joyful than being happy, because the joy that gives this life from you is amazing. Priesthood, yeah, sure, I'm wearing this. My priesthood comes from you. You feed my spiritual soul. That's why I'm very grateful every single day. Why am I talking like this? I'm talking to the young people out there. I'm not going to look at you. Just listen. If you hear that God is calling you, do not be afraid. You can call me, or you can check Facebook. You can message me privately, because that's what I did. I Google my vocation, literally, because I don't want anybody to hear it, and everybody want to be scared about it. So that's why most of the time it's very private. So if you are listening, whoever you are, men, women, whoever you are, do not be afraid, because life of a priest or a religious is life-giving. We are afraid of the unknown. For you, in seeing me and seeing the people out here, it's not the unknown. You see what I do with Monsignor and Father Dennis. It's a joyful life. It's a very healthy and generous option. I hope you consider. And if you do, we will pray for you. And we are praying for you right now. If you are interested, just contact us, and we'll start talking. Now, for the parents and the grandparents out there, I ask you not to discourage your sons and daughters for religious life, just like my father. Yeah, my dad is joking, but never ever discourage them, but entertain the thought, because you never know where it's going to lead you. Hey, from Manila to South Pasadena is not bad, right? Pray for us, because we are praying for you every day. I think vocation is rich. Vocation is relationship, and it's shepherding. And I am grateful for your presence in my life, and you as well in mine. Thank you.